Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
The news from the White House this morning, amazing. 4.1% GDP growth in the second quarter. It's unprecedented. How unprecedented? Let's check in at the White House. Fred Lucas, White House correspondent for the Daily Signal, he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Fred, good morning. This is absolutely amazing news. Can you help put this in perspective from an historical standpoint?
Well, yeah, we have during the entire Obama administration, except for like one short period in 2014, which most people think was a fluke, the U.S. economy was under 3% growth. So that's the context we're dealing with here. It was like, and in most cases, it was very anemic, 2.1%, 2.2%, in the low twos. Since Trump came in, it started ticking up to the point where it got into the 3%. The president, as well as Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, had talked about a lot of people have no memory or no understanding of what consistent 4% plus growth is like. And we saw this today with 4.1% came out in GDP growth over time. So this is something Larry Kudlow actually spoke at the White House event after the president spoke and said this is something that will be sustainable over the long haul. Trump, he did certainly talk it up, as the president does. He talks things up. But he did come back a little bit, said, I think we're going to have tremendous growth. But he doesn't want to overshoot or doesn't want to overstate because I know those people will get me, speaking about the media. So,
let me ask you, though, and this is important, how will this manifest itself when we look at this? Is it the trade deficit is going down or what? I mean, at what point do these numbers start meaning something that we can all get our arms around?
Well, yeah, that's one of the first things that he pointed out, that the trade deficit's gone down $50 billion. We're seeing that, and the general policies that we've seen from the president already, and the president talked about this. Kudlow talked about low taxes, fewer regulations. That's helped a lot, as well as just largely pro growth, more energy development. The president at one point talked about tariffs. Now that's something even his own advisors, Kudlow being a little bit tepid about tariffs, doesn't agree with. Trump said that tariffs are bringing back the steel industry. And we saw just a couple days ago, on Wednesday, with the European Union, they're agreeing to work towards zero tariffs. So the markets really reacted well to that. If that really is the president's strategy here, it might actually be working, which is to impose these tariffs to get the other countries to lower their tariffs.
Again, Fred Lucas joining us, White House correspondent for the Daily Signal. I want to ask you, do you have any feel for why the Dow is not reacting more positively to this incredible 4.1% GDP growth?
That is surprising a little bit. I mean, we did see a big reaction to the EU announcement the other day. I mean, I assume before the close of the day, we're going to see an uptick. I mean, we'll have to. It would sound almost seem, but I'm not a Wall Street expert, so more on the politics.
There you go. Fred, let me ask you. You were there the other day for this flap with Caitlin Collins from CNN. She was told she would not be allowed into a Rose Garden ceremony, even though it was open to the media. Is that still resonating there? Is there still any there at the White House?
Personally, I think that's unfortunate that they would. That's something she was yelling at a pool event, but that's something that's gone on for a long time. And one of the reasons I think is the president is actually Trump is typically more engaging in these pooled events in terms of responding to shouted questions in the past than Obama was. And I think that encourages people to shout questions. And there's certainly some issues that he doesn't want to talk about this week with the Michael Cohen and so forth. But I think that's going to blow over, though, as a lot of things have.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, and you can take as much time as you want on this one. We've been hearing all kind of rumblings that there is a tax cuts 2.0 that is on the horizon. Is that going to be dealt with before Labor Day? Is that going to be dealt with before the November elections? How can you do better than what they've already done?
Well, by making it permanent. That's what Kevin Brady, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, had said when he met with the president last week. I have a story about this on the Daily Signal as well, so I hope people will check out. But this is the thing. If they're right now, the individual income tax cuts are temporary. That's largely because they couldn't get that through a Democrat. They don't have 60 votes in the Senate. And they don't have that now either, but I believe we might see something, a package passed through the House probably before October. It would probably be, politically speaking, a good idea for the Republicans to take this up in the Senate and at least put Democrats on the record about this, because right now the tax cuts have more approval. People are seeing that they are working, particularly today. I think you're seeing that lower taxes is leading to more business investment, which leads to better salaries and better benefits. We've seen repeated stories come out about bonuses and so forth since the tax cuts have occurred. So it's certainly a popular ideal to run on, and I think Republicans could make some headway in a midterm election. Of course, president's first midterm is always very rough. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Fred, I know you've got another event around the White House that you need to get to. We're going to let you do it. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it. Folks want to read more about what you're doing. Where do they go?
Just dailysignal.com, and check me out on Twitter at Fred Lucas WH.
I love it. Fred, thanks, man. We'll do it again.
Thank you.
It's Fred Lucas, White House correspondent for the Daily Signal, joining us live and local now.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. It's going to be a glorious day.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Or check them out at
President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship with City National Bank. We were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local now. It's Friday. I get so geeked about Friday. It's the weekend, and I hope you have a good weekend plan. You know, it's supposed to get up to 112 today here in Las Vegas. And I know in Palm Springs, we've seen temperatures, 122. Somebody was telling me. In fact, I think my buddy Jimmy Oder told me they had 122 a couple of days ago. Unbelievable. And to you, and to those of you in Northern Nevada, you might reach 100. I'm like, oh, that sounds good to me. Let's get to your phone calls. One of the things we're talking about, for those of you who may have just joined us, as you know, maybe you don't, the White House announced today that the GDP growth is 4.1% in the second quarter. As Fred Lucas told you from the White House, that far surpasses whatever happened in the Obama administration. Even though they kept sending Joe Biden out every spring for about 3 years, they sent Joe Biden out proclaiming the arrival of Recovery Summer. And Recovery Summer was like an applause line in a speech. And the fact is, it never happened. You know, we were lollygagging along at about 2.1, 2.2. Now we have just about doubled that. And that's in the second quarter of this year. And the president predicted today that it's going to be even bigger than that down the line. Let's go to your phone calls. One thing we're trying to figure out is if the growth in the GDP matches what you're seeing in your family. Are you seeing your kids able to get jobs? Those of you that have been holding jobs at McDonald's, entry-level jobs that we found out during the recession were now being, excuse the expression, manned by people 35 and 40 with kids at home. The economy sucked for a long time. But I want to ask you the question in your household. Are you seeing better things for you and your family? Call me. Let me know. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Kevin. I want to say a few things. I want to stay on subject and stay focused because your screener is the best, man. And so I'll stick to what I...
You're already deviating. Don't let him down.
I know. We're losing time here. Time is important. Time is money. Okay, this is it. There's too many checks and balances in this Constitution. I want President Trump to say, listen, I don't care about the nuclear weapons as long as you're not blasting missiles all over the place. Keep the damn things. Embrace capitalism and let's rock and roll. Let's get going on stuff here. Why 2 years down the street? Embrace capitalism. Really show what you mean. And let the Chinese figure out what the hell's going on. Let the Russians try to figure out what the hell's going on. Why? Let Congress try to figure out what's going on. What, they still have the nuclear weapons, but they're going to start building hotels and then we're going to start with capitalism and trade and everything and reunification. That's the way to go with all this stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Gary, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. And in particular, I want to find out about your family. 4.1 GDP growth. That's going to be the headline. But somewhere beneath the headline, there is the story of how all of this is impacting you and your family. In the last quarter, in the last year, have you seen increases in your take-home pay? Have the Trump tax cuts impacted you and your family? It's one thing to spout out a number, but a number is not very human. I want to find out from you if you think the Trump tax cuts, the Trump America First policies, are they working? The president, for his part, was in Granite City, Illinois, yesterday just outside St. Louis, and he defended, you know, in front of a National Steel Company crowd. And again, steel tariffs have hurt the steel industry, but he still was received warmly in suburban St. Louis. This was the president in Granite City, Illinois, actually defending the use of tariffs.
All of the media critics and lobbyists who don't want us to defend American jobs. You have people that say, oh, it's okay when we close a factory here and we buy steel from some country way far away. I say to those people that we are not starting a trade war. We've been in a trade war for many years, and we've lost for many years. But over the last year and a half, we are winning. We're back, and we're winning, and we are winning bigger than anyone understands. We've taken the toughest ever actions in response to China's very abusive trade practices. And I have to be honest, President Xi is a friend of mine. He's a great man, great guy. But we've taken very tough action because we couldn't continue to go on with it. Last year, they lost $375 billion on trade with China. And that doesn't include the theft of intellectual property. Think of that. $375 billion. It's crazy. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen anymore. We're putting the world's trade cheaters on notice. No one rips off the United States of America, and nobody takes advantage of our workers or our companies anymore. And this includes protecting our great farmers. Our farmers are incredible. Agriculture and related industries have lost 1 million jobs in the last 20 years. Now China is going after our soybean farmers in the hopes we will surrender our intellectual property and that they will be able to continue to make $500 billion and $375 billion off the big, fat, sloppy United States. Not happening, folks. And our farmers are patriots. Remember that. Our farmers are patriots. And they're saying the president is doing the right thing. They're saying it.
Yeah. Now the question is the president going to start getting the credit he deserves for the Trump tax cuts? The reduction in regulations? 22 regulations are dropped for every one that is added. Is the president going to get credit for that? And how will Democrats downplay 4.1% GDP growth? So somebody explain that one to me. Coming up, more. We'll let you hear the president actually announcing that amazing number, 4.1%. I think that's incredible. And Shepard Smith stepping out on a limb. See if it's going to fall. No. Shepard Smith rejecting a Trump charge that the fake news media is enemies of the people. Let's face it, they are. They don't care about you. They care about the resistance. We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
I ain't no 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Just love good news. You know, if you go home at night and you watch cable news, it's full of bad news. The president did this, Michael Cohen did that, Stormy Daniels did whatever she does. And if you watch it for any length of time, you'll end up depressed. The president today had great news. We promoed yesterday that today we would have that number, the magical number. Would it be north of four? Would it be high threes? It turned out it was north of four. It's the GDP growth in our country, the growth of our economy in the second quarter. Here is the president at the White House making the announcement.
Moments ago, the numbers for America's economic growth, or GDP, were just released. And I am thrilled to announce that in the second quarter of this year, the United States economy grew at the amazing rate of 4.1%. We're on track to hit the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. And I will say this right now, and I'll say it strongly, as the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers. During each of the two previous administrations, we averaged just over 1.8% GDP growth. By contrast, we are now on track to hit an average GDP annual growth of over 3%, and it could be substantially over 3%. Each point, by the way, means approximately $3 trillion and 10 million jobs. Think of that. Each point, you go up 1 point. It doesn't sound like much. It's a lot. It's $3 trillion and it's 10 million jobs. If economic growth continues at this pace, the United States economy will double in size more than 10 years faster than it would have under either President Bush or President Obama. Perhaps one of the biggest wins in the report, and it is indeed a big one, is that the trade deficit, very dear to my heart because we've been ripped off by the world, has dropped by more than $50 billion. $52 billion to be exact. It's dropped by more than 50. Think of that. The trade deficit has dropped by more than $50 billion.
Let me ask you, for my Democrat friends out there, what is the answer? Because you know they're not going to like economic growth for our country. What will the Occupy Wall Street people do? What will the Me Too people do? What will any of these people, the resistance, what will any of these people say? I can't wait to talk to Megan Barth on Monday. Because I'll bet you she'll have every negative, liberal, or as she would say, progressive, response to this. It's not enough. Why isn't it 8.2%? Well, sorry. 4.1 was the best we could do. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you right now at 844, the number 2. Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. It's one thing for the president to come out on the White House lawn and talk about 4.1% GDP growth. But if it doesn't hit you where you live, then it's not real. It's just a number. I want to find out from you right now. You tell me, is this number real to you? Is economic confidence at an all-time high? There are going to be some of you that will claim, well, it hasn't reached me yet. I was unemployed 3 years ago. I'm still unemployed. Can't find a job. Well, here's good news for you. There are more job openings than there are folks to take the jobs. Did you know that? And one of the things the president has zeroed in on is job training. If you don't have the skill set needed for the job market today, this year, 2018, then the government needs to help you get those skills. That's the problem. I absolutely love, though, that the president had good news. I promise you I'd let you hear from Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith was following up on the Caitlin Collins flap. She was the CNN reporter who kept yelling questions at the president after she was asked to stop. She was then told she would not be admitted to a Rose Garden ceremony. And she took it very personally. And so did CNN. And by the way, so did Fox. Fox agreed with CNN. Let's go to cut three. Because this is Shepard Smith rejecting the Trump charge that fake news media is essentially enemies of the people.
For those of you at home, if I may, journalists are not the enemies of the people. It's quite the opposite. Our profession is enshrined in the Constitution, and the Fourth Estate holds the essential job of being your eyes and often ears, and when appropriate, your voice. It's a cornerstone of our republic. Over 22 years at this network, it has been my experience that the journalists of Fox News and Fox Business, and those of our colleagues at competitors at CNN and MSNBC, NBC, ABC, and CBS, Bloomberg and PBS, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, The New York Times, The Washington Post, all of them operate in the public interest. We work to discern what is truth, then to present it to you in context and with perspective. And as your representatives in the people's halls report to you without fear or favor, while striving to hold those in power to the same standards. This is the foundation of what we do. It's our reason for being, our purpose. Please know this. I acknowledge many thousands of your complaints and protestations, and in doing so, I offer this. Never have I personally misrepresented the truth to you. Our reports are checked, rechecked, and approved at the editorial management level of this network. And in the event I make a mistake, I tell you and correct it in a timely and appropriate manner. As an aside, when the president attacks journalists, we question his motivation and try to discover the underlying reason. For historically, those who regularly and as a matter of pattern attack the messenger, who degrade and belittle the purveyors of truth, and work to diminish the free press, often find the facts displeasing and endeavor to keep you from knowing them. We are on guard, and we hope, politics aside, for the greater good, that you are too.
Now, a quick question for Shepard Smith. How can you take the same facts the news media dredges up every day and then watch cable news and see how different one network looks than the other? The Rod Rosenstein stuff, you can't find it on CNN or MSNBC. All of this salacious stuff, it's just not there. It disappears into a dark hole. On Fox, it's all over the place. So how can you look at two cable newscasts and say, well, this is the news of the day. On one network, it looks like this. On another network, it looks exactly the opposite. So what's going on? Call me and let me know what you think. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You tell me. The news on CNN or MSNBC looks a lot different than the news on Fox News or even some of the, or even Bloomberg or CNBC or some of those guys. It looks a lot different. So how can you tell me that these are people in pursuit of the truth? No, they are in pursuit of their own self-interest. We'll see what you think. We'll get to your calls on the other side. And again, all you have to do is look at the news. It's obvious. We'll see what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Would you like to meet one of Hollywood's best character actors while at the same time support conservative women candidates all across the state of Nevada? Hi, I'm Victoria Seaman, founder of the Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC. Join me in welcoming Jack Scalia to Las Vegas for two incredible events. On Friday night, August 3rd, join us for an exclusive VIP meet and greet. My husband John and I will open up our home to Jack Scalia and you, complete with wine and appetizers. Can't make it Friday night? No problem. Jack Scalia will keynote our brunch and silent auction on Saturday, August 4th from 11 till 1 at the Las Vegas Country Club. Help us support conservative women candidates all across the state. To order tickets, go to BattleborneCW.com. You've seen Jack Scalia in tons of movies and TV shows. Now meet him in person. Get your tickets now at BattleborneCW.com. That's BattleborneCW.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, I've got to get this to you before the top of the hour, because it's hilarious. I love it. I love it when these news people, hosts, reporters, whatever it is, they end up on like one of the late night chat shows. That's kind of a British term, a chat show. But the late night comedy. Stephen Colbert had, who do you have on? Jake Tapper. This is cut 7. And I want you to listen to Jake Tapper last night on Stephen Colbert talking about those of us who want to stop the Mueller investigation, that somehow we are, he doesn't come right out and say it, but he suggests that we are unpatriotic.
They introduced articles of impeachment today.
Yeah.
Is there any rationale for them to do this?
Not if you ask people like Trey Gowdy or Paul Ryan or Republicans who are allies of President Trump.
Then why would they do it? What's the point?
Well, some people say that they're trying to force the hand of Rosenstein to turn over more documents. But if I could say a larger point, not necessarily about Meadows and Jordan and this move, but there's obviously a big move to undermine the Mueller investigation. And we see it all the time with all...
The witch hunt.
The witch hunt.
The hoax.
Big hoax.
All hoax, yeah. Yeah.
There's obviously a you know, and this is something, you get wrapped up in the politics of it all, but here's the bottom line. The United States was attacked. The United States was attacked by Russia. Now, it wasn't like Pearl Harbor. It was a cyber attack, and it was a disinformation campaign, but we were attacked, and there is this investigation to find out what happened. Now, part of the investigation has to do with Donald Trump and whether or not anybody in his orbit cooperated, but there's this other larger investigation about what happened and how can we prevent it from happening again. And there are a whole bunch of people in Washington who are trying to prevent the investigation from going forward. Imagine if somebody tried to prevent the investigation into how Pearl Harbor happened from going forward. You would say that that person is not being patriotic.
Well, that's not what's going on here, though. It's not that people are trying to find out how the Russians infiltrated us. This is more about Stormy Daniels. Somebody explain to me what Stormy Daniels has to do with anything. It simply doesn't. Somebody explain to me why a meeting with Russians, not the Russian government, Russians. I have a lot of friends. I have a friend that owns a bakery here in town. Who's Russian? Should I be worried about my stuff being wiretapped? And by the way, I have been wiretapped. I don't know if you remember, and I still have the district court notification that my phone was tapped, that my phone calls were tapped. Yeah. It was a big political scandal maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I think it was back when I was at CBS. And I was calling after an election, various election officials, and somebody's phone was being tapped, and so my call was caught on there. Multiple calls, perhaps. So I have a little bit of experience at this being tapped by the government thing. But that's what's so frustrating about this. People on the left are looking to impeach the president. That's all they want. They want high crimes and misdemeanors. That's all they want. They really don't care. And think of the pages and pages and pages and pages and pages. Thousands, millions of pages of documents about bad stuff the president may have done. And so far, they've got nothing on the president. And they have a witness, Michael Cohen, who is, shall we say, not exactly the most credible witness on the planet. You would have to do a lot of rehabilitation on the witness stand to rehabilitate Michael Cohen. And really, there is no hard evidence. It might be Michael Cohen's word against Don Jr., the president. Will the president even speak to them? Will the president even agree to be interviewed?
by Robert Mueller. I mean, Jen, I'm serious. I mean, that may not happen. I give it less than a 50-50 chance right now that the president will be interviewed by Robert Mueller's team. I hate to say it. I don't think it's going to happen. And more than that, I worry that when I see people like Jake Tapper out on late-night comedy shows, and they're trying to tell us and suggest to us that this would be unpatriotic to want to slow down or to speed up and complete the Robert Mueller investigation. How long does it take you to interview, I don't know, a couple of hundred people? You got all these investigators. You got the power of the FBI. You got subpoena power. You got everything you need. And yet they're still not done. I think, you know, you want to know what I think? I think they'll be done by Labor Day. I think the original timetable was to try and pull up stakes, you know, have the circus leave town by Labor Day. And I still think that's what they'll do. I still believe that by Labor Day, the Mueller team, what I call the circus will have left town. And when that happens, shortly thereafter, there will be a report, I hope. Will there be indictments? Maybe there will be. I don't know. Will it be just 12 Russians? 20-some-odd Russians? The only people that get indicted? Will Carter Page not be indicted? That's what I think we're going to face. Now, will Adam Schiff and the Democrats, will they be satisfied with that? If Robert Mueller comes back and says, there really isn't any there. It really is a nothing burger. I don't think Robert Mueller will end up saying that in any report. You will never see that in black and white. But the gist of it will be, there is no there. There is no indictments against Carter Page. And by the way, no family members of the president will be indicted. I firmly believe that. We'll see what you think. Coming up, Rico Aller, another refugee from the People's Republic of California, former member of the California legislature for what, 8 years? He knows where all the bones are buried. He'll join us from Dry Supply in Carson City. That's all next. Live and local now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.